on the phone, back-to-back appointments. It's Mr. Charles Fleischer, the voice of Roger Rabbit from the film Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Thanks for joining me, sir.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad that you clarified that as opposed to saying Roger Rabbit from the film Star Wars and Toontown or from the film Schnivel and the Hoodling Bunandos.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to confuse people with that, so I needed to be very specific, and I was. Sir,
indeed you were, as opposed to me, who likes to confuse people because that can lead to entertainment.
Yeah, well, I think that... What happened? No, you just disconnected it, or... Oh, here we go. Sorry about that. We are having some problems here like crazy. Can you hear me?
Hey, you know, problems lead to solutions, and solution... That leads to resolution.
Sir, we're excited to have you here in town for the Salt Lake Comic-Con fan experience. What do you do when you come to these cons? Because you're a voice of a character. What do you do?
Well, I'm not just a voice of a character. And Roger Rabbit is the voice of Roger Rabbit, but I've also appeared in Back to the Future 2, Nightmare on Elm Street, Zodiac, probably about 40 other films, some of which are... highly popular among fans, particularly things like Nightmare on Elm Street or Zodiac. So I, like all of the other attendees, I sit down and people come by and bring things to autograph, or you speak at different events and meet the fans and have a great time, make people laugh.
Well, see, and I just wanted to pigeonhole you into that one role of that one movie, so... Now you've blown my mind with all the other...
Listen, I don't mind. Everyone has a perception. You cannot change the perception. You can only shine more light on a situation. You put light on a situation, people say you had a little dog in the corner. There's no light, you ain't gonna see him. But if he starts barking, you'll know he's there.
Do you like doing...
Go ahead, then.
Do you like doing these cons?
I love it. It's really extraordinary to meet people that respond to your work, and people that are serious collectors. For instance, Nightmare on Elm Street. Since I was in the first one, there's a lot of people that really love that series, particularly the first one. So if they have a Nightmare on Elm Street poster, they want to make sure Dr. King is on it. So I'm really grateful to anybody that appreciates anything I do. And I take it pretty seriously, even though I joke around about taking it seriously.
You know, I'm looking over the IMDb for you. Is there one pivotal thing that you're like, man, if I would have done nothing else but this was the role that I did, that would have been enough for you?
Talking to you, my brother. This is it. This is it for me, man. I never forget. Richard Stedman, I'm talking to Rich. Honey, I'm talking to Richard. Hello?
Yeah, where did you start doing voices?
I started doing voices when I was a small child. See, when you're a baby, you have a vocal imprint device. If you had been born in England, then you talk with an English accent, right? But you know, so there's a cutoff switch where that process stops. If you try to swallow and breathe at the same time, you can't do it. But as a baby, you can, because that allows you to feed from your mother. So most people's vocal imprint switch gets cut off at a certain time. However, my theory is that, you know, people that do voices, that never, it didn't get cut off, so I can still hear, oh, I hear that voice, you know, I can do it. So if you hear it, then you can redo it. Or you can make up one that you've never really heard. I don't know how it happens, but I'm just grateful it does.
Where did you get the idea for the voice from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
It was a combination of reading the script and seeing what the character looked like. So if Roger had been really small, then, you know, a voice, the voice that I did would not have been really appropriate because it wouldn't fit. It would, you know, probably have to be a higher voice. So depending on, you know, those factors, that just comes, it happens like, oh, it should sound like this or... Jesus, I don't know. Maybe he should sound like this. Please.
Do you ever base any of your character voices off of people that you've known in your life?
That is a very good question. We have a silver star for that question. That's really good. Nothing directly. Sometimes, you know, you'll just hear something or you'll combine, combine Jack Nicholson and a Spanish guy, and that leads to a voice, or just mixing two parts of Ethel Merman with one part of Ray Bolger and one part of somebody else that nobody knows about. But really specifically.
I want to hear that voice.
Well, that's going to cost you $42. Nobody fussing from this land. That many men couldn't understand that everything. Sometimes you can do a voice that is even scary for people. Oh, please don't do that voice again. It scares me. Don't be afraid. I've never heard that voice before. Well, I heard it once. My life voice is going to make me think I'm going to outer space. I've never been to outer space, but I would like to go. You're in outer space. You're just on a rock. Oh, yeah.
It's Charles Fleischer. He'll be at the Salt Lake Comic-Con Fan Experience. You can get more information at saltlakecomiccon.com. Thank you, sir, for taking a few minutes.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Good luck with your continued broadcasting situation.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Charles. Have a good day.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Come down and say hello if you're in the area.
I will. I will be there and introduce myself.
Cool deal. I look forward to
talk to you later,
bye.
Charles. Bye.